It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We circle around to a pair of mayors now reelected to office this week in Madison and Racine. Call in with questions and comments. 800-642-1234. Democrat Satya Rhodes Conway was elected to her second term as Madison's mayor on Tuesday. Mayor Rhodes Conway, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate. It's great to be here.
And Democrat Corey Mason won his second full term as Racine mayor in our state's fifth largest city. Mayor Mason, welcome back.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with you, Mayor Mason. You won re-election with 57% of the vote. What are your goals for the new term?
Yeah, I mean, we really want to continue the work that we're able to do to build up the middle class here in the city of Racine. I think making sure that our community is a place where everyone can thrive and achieve the American dream, regardless of their background or where they're coming from, continues to be a great challenge for us to build up our community. But also just looking forward, you know, we're really hoping that the legislature, in conjunction with the budget that the governor has proposed, will finally loosen up some of the restrictions that they've had on local governments for a long time. And that's really a key element to us being successful moving forward.
We're going to get to that shared revenue piece in a moment here. But is there a particular, you said, you know, raising the middle class, is there a trend right now you're seeing in your city that is most worrisome to you?
Yeah, I mean, for a long time, we've been working hard to sort of rebuild our middle class after the manufacturing decline that we saw decades ago. So we're thrilled that we have lower unemployment than we've had in a generation, which is great progress. We just need to make sure that the jobs that are there are actually family-supporting wages that allow people to work and succeed in the middle class. So that requires some job training work that we've been building on and helping people get into the building trades or get into that high-tech job that's going to pay enough so that they can sustain their family.
Turning to you, Mayor Rhodes Conway, you won re-election with 55% of the vote. What unfinished business are you hoping to address in this next term?
Well, the major issue facing Madison continues to be housing, and particularly affordable housing. So we need to be producing much, much more housing in our community, and particularly producing more options for first-time home ownership. So that's been a major focus for the last 4 years, and it's going to continue to be something that we work very hard on in the next four.
What is holding back affordable housing? What are the conditions that you're seeing that just aren't working for Madison?
Well, there's a number of things that are coming together in a little bit of a perfect storm, but one of the fundamental underlying problems is that for about a decade before I came into office, we were not producing enough housing to keep up with our population growth. So we have a deficit of housing in our community, and our population keeps growing. We need to be producing thousands of housing units every year to keep up with our population growth. So that's really our challenge right now.
Perhaps some of those people may live downtown. You know, the pandemic pushed many businesses toward remote work, and there's been reports about how many downtowns lost, you know, residents, they lost retail. What challenges are facing Madison's downtown?
I actually think Madison's downtown is in an upward trend. Obviously, like many downtowns, we were hit by the pandemic pretty hard, but we have recovered better than most larger city downtowns that I've been in since the pandemic. And we do have a good amount of population that actually lives downtown. I expect we will see more of that over the coming years, which would be great. We are seeing some return to office, but not nearly as much as we once were. It's an opportunity for us to really make downtown a 24-hour experience where people, yes, come to work, but also live and play. And I think that's a great opportunity for Madison.
Corey Mason, how is Racine's downtown faring?
Yeah, we're bouncing back pretty well. I mean, I have to give a credit to the governor's grant program that he had for these bounce back grants. But we've had over 60 new businesses start up since the pandemic abated just in our downtown with some small businesses. And that's been great to see. We're seeing different kinds of businesses and a diversity of business owners come into those spaces. So we're excited about that. And, you know, we really view our downtown right on Lake Michigan as one of our best assets. And we're looking forward to a new hotel that's opening up here later this summer and really bringing life back into the downtown in a way that we really enjoyed before the pandemic. And again, like Madison, we're seeing our downtown in the upswing too. But it's small businesses and tourism that are going to drive a lot of that.
But the trick is, how do you keep those startups, those new businesses thriving for years to come? Because those first years, that's really fledgling. And if federal dollars gave it a boost and that's not there in ensuing years, that can be an issue.
It can. I mean, part of the grant funding that we look at now when we do small businesses isn't just startup, but also what we call second stage small business development, right? So that small business that might have two or three employees who's trying to figure out how to get to a place where they might have 9 or 10 employees, how do we help them make that jump? So you have to support that small business community in each sort of part of their life, not just when they're starting out, but when they're looking to grow too. So it takes a concerted effort, but we believe in our small business sector down here. It's the biggest driver of new jobs that we have is in the small business community. And so we're really invested in making sure that they succeed.
I wonder, Mayor Rhodes-Conway, what policy decisions that Madison could make to make this post-COVID downtown revitalization era more equitable, more inclusive?
Yeah, that's something that we have been working on since the pandemic abated. We have a number of different programs through our Small Business Equity and Recovery Fund. Similar to Racine, we are very grateful for the governor's work with the Main Street Bounce Back Grants. That's allowed us to fill some of our vacant storefronts and support our small businesses. We also have a similar approach to supporting businesses in different phases of their growth. One of the things that I'm really proud of that we've done is the Commercial Ownership Assistance Program, which is targeted to underrepresented business owners, so women, people of color, veterans, LGBTQ folks, and helps them move from a situation where they're renting their space to where they're owning their space. We've been able to support some really fantastic businesses in our community with this, and I'm looking forward to supporting more on that journey to ownership and wealth building that really brings. But it is a real focus of ours, particularly for downtown, to make sure that we're encouraging and supporting underrepresented business owners. We recently approved a new TIF district downtown, which will help us do that. And I'm very excited about the prospects of working downtown with some of our stakeholders, including Downtown Madison, Inc., to really forward that work.
Talking with the mayors of Madison and Racine after voters reelected them this week. Join in calling with your questions for Satya Rhodes-Conway, for Corey Mason, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes-Conway is here. Racine Mayor Corey Mason, as we explore the most pressing issues for mayors returning to office in their second full terms, join in by calling with what you want mayors to understand, questions you have for city leaders, 800-642-1234. Mayor Corey Mason, your opponent, Alder Henry Perez, focused on the city's rising crime rate in the campaign. What strategies do you have to reduce crime in Racine?
Yeah, I would say that both of our candidacies were really focused on making sure that there's safe and healthy neighborhoods in Racine. In Racine here, we've been working since last year to establish our Violent Crime Reduction Initiative, which is really taking a holistic approach at reducing crime. So it's working with the county and the school district. And in doing so, we've made over 600 arrests and are holding violent criminals accountable. We saw an 18% reduction in gun crime from 2021 to 2022 and still making good progress there. But we're also investing in the things that prevent crime in the first place. So that's really making sure that we're doing interventions with younger people who might be at risk of committing crime and giving them the resources to hopefully intervene before crimes happen. So we're really trying to take a holistic approach on it. But really, much of our ability to provide safe and healthy neighborhoods really depends on the legislature finally unfreezing after 20 plus years, the amount of money they send back to cities like Racine to fund their share of police and public safety and other critical services. That's as big a piece of making sure we have safe communities as any other crime strategy that we might be able to come up with.
Those intervention programs, those crime prevention programs, those take budget lines, is what I'm hearing you say. And so in order to have that, that would have a direct effect on crime in your city.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're still working off budgets that are have been, we get less funding now from the state in real dollars than we did 20 years ago. And so it's really hard to run a police department on $2,003, right? I mean, costs go up, healthcare costs go up. Our police and firefighters deserve a raise just like every other employee in the economy does. And so, you know, if people want to be able to do that, there's this great opportunity as the state is sitting on a historically large surplus to actually do their part to fund the police. And so we're really optimistic in the legislative session ahead that there's a deal to be had between what the governor's proposed and what the legislature might be thinking.
Holding here on crime, Mayor Rhodes Conway, Madison has seen a drop in violent crime in recent years, and that's from both the Madison Police Department and the local health department. Why is crime going down, and what more needs to be done?
I think that we've seen a lot of success with the work that both, again, our police department and our violence prevention unit in public health have been doing. And I really give a lot of credit to staff here. Police department has taken a very strategic and targeted approach to understanding when and where crime is happening and who is involved, and to really be, take an evidence-based approach to reducing particular types of crime. They've been focusing over the last year on shots fired, and shots fired are down 40% in Madison. Obviously, they need to be to zero, so we're going to keep working on that. But it is good progress to see. We've also really invested in our Office of Violence Prevention through public health, which is working with the community. We have a violence prevention coalition to invest in our community and invest in young people. Much like Mayor Mason said, we need to make sure that we are preventing crime before it happens, not just after it happens.
And when you say taking an evidence-based approach, what do you mean by that?
So it depends on the type of crime, but there is a whole, science around how you can use environmental factors to prevent crime, how you can look at the patterns in social networks and prevent retaliations, how you can look at, what are the types of crimes that are occurring in a particular area and take particular interventions, or just how you schedule your patrol. And what your officers are actually just doing when they're out there on the street. And this is, I'm not an expert. Our chief is an expert in this, thank goodness. But there is a whole evidence base around what actually works to reduce crime. And similarly, on the public health side, there's an evidence base around what interventions you can make in a community to invest in people, to build community, and to reduce the chances of folks committing crime in the first place.
Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway here, Racine Mayor Corey Mason. You can join in on challenges and opportunities facing Wisconsin cities. 800-642-1234. Corey Mason, you've previewed this, but talking about shared revenue, the governor calling for the state to raise how much sales tax is shared with local communities like Racine, and his budget plan would devote 20% of sales taxes to local governments. Republican lawmakers say they're open to raising these payments by a lower amount. What impact would this have on Racine?
Yeah, I mean, it gives us our ability to maintain the funding for the staff that we need. I mean, we're using ARPA dollars and a federal SAFER grant to fund 15, 16 positions in public safety right now. And those grants are great. But when they run out next year, we don't have the resources to maintain those positions unless the state actually starts to increase its share of funding for public safety and local services. I mean, it is absurd to me that, you know, we're now more than a decade into freezing these budgets for municipalities. And so if you're a community like Racine, which is landlocked and doesn't have the ability to grow and add economic opportunities outside your borders, it makes it very hard to sustain a budget. So I think everybody said last year, let's fund the police and let's fund local services. We've got the money to do it. I'm optimistic and hopeful as we're going into an Easter weekend here that there'll be a sense of renewal around investing in local government that we haven't seen in a generation. And again, I appreciate everything the governor's done to propose what he has so far. My hope is that the Republicans will see the value in funding police and other local services too, mm-hmm. and that we can get something here to keep us all safe. But without Wisconsin as a state doing its share of funding local services, it will be very hard to keep communities safe.
Let's go to Mike in Franklin. Mike, hi, go ahead.
Good morning. I was wondering what local governments and businesses and labor are doing to try to do things like have training programs. People, businesses say that they don't have the people to do the work, but really what we need to do is we need to have a coordinated program where individuals who could be in positions now get trained. So money needs to come from businesses as well if they're going to get the people that they want.
Mike, thank you. Mayor Rhodes Conway, can you field that?
Yeah, absolutely. And Mike's absolutely right. We do need to be better coordinated in our workforce development efforts. I know that Mayor Mason does a lot of great work around this as well. But here in Madison, we have a number of different programs that we fund in the community to help people, particularly in the trades, be in a position where they can get into a pre-apprenticeship and then an apprenticeship program and get on the pathway to a good family supporting job. But you're absolutely right. It does take the employers participating in that. And that's something that I do think we could be better coordinated on. Local governments, I think, generally do fund some training programs and work with nonprofits, but it does take everybody sitting down at the table to make sure that the folks who want jobs have the skills that they need in order to get the jobs. And the employers certainly desperately need to be hiring folks right now. So it seems like a good time to get the work done.
Thank you both for joining us. Appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Satya Rhodes Conway and Corey Mason are the Democratic mayors of Madison and Racine, respectively, reelected this week. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.